Good morning. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Katie Henriksen. Throughout the week, she's host of Note, and on Sundays, the host of Sunday Symphony. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
And we've got two works I've got programmed for tonight's Sunday Symphony. One is Arvo Pärt's Passio, and the other is Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, which I actually think I have programmed on the Sunday Symphony before. It's just a really nice symphonic suite that goes, it's just a nice thing to listen to, I guess you say.
Well, I know the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra played Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto
Number two
last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's familiar because I know we had Stephen Bias on the show on Friday, so.
Yes, I played Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto on Fridays of Note, actually,
okay.
As well. So
all right.
It's one of the most recognizable pieces, at least for me. I grew up in a family of pianists, so I heard that concerto a lot.
Yeah, but this is his symphony.
This is just symphonic dances, so
okay.
It's three movements, and it's a performance from the North German Radio Symphony Orchestra. So it's not one of his full on symphonies. It's symphonic dances. It's in three movements instead of usually four movements is what the standard is. But it doesn't have to be. Symphonies don't have to be four movements, but.
And the other piece is something I've never heard of.
Yeah, Arvo Pärt, he's an Estonian composer, 20th century and now 21st century, still active right now. He's a composer who has been obsessed with chant music and medieval chant music. And so he does a lot of choral music. And of all the composers that I play, I like to play a little bit of everything of Note, but the composer I probably get the most questions about is Arvo Pärt. He's not as familiar to some people. People really fall in love with his choral work because I know at one point the last Arvo Pärt piece I played, someone called up at the station and was like asking if this was like, they thought it was like a medieval chorus, and it turned out to be 20th century, but that's very apparent in his style that
okay.
He loves medieval chant music, and he actually came up with a composition technique called tintabule. It's a technique. It's a two-voice technique, basically,
okay.
Where there's two voices that pair, and basically, in his own words, he says it becomes one. He says it's the mathematically exact connection from one line to another. It's the rule where the melody and the accompanying voice is one. One plus one is one. It is not two. This is the secret of the technique. That's what he says in one of his liner notes to a recording of his Passio. So
okay.
Anyway.
So if listeners have heard it on your show of Note throughout the week, they can hear an extended. Well,
yeah. So Arvo Pärt has he has a lot of recordings and a lot of works, and some of them are shorter, and there are pieces that I can play in their entirety on of Note. He has like 15-minute works or 40-minute works, and I've played those. But this work itself, Passio, is around 70 minutes. So it's something that I wouldn't be able to play in of Note, and is the kind of music that is exactly what we want to program on the Sunday Symphony because we have that two-hour space where we can put in larger works of music.
Okay. So Rachmaninoff, a Russian 20th century.
Yeah, he was born
at the turn of the century.
He worked in both the 19th and 20th mm-hmm. centuries.
And then Estonian.
Arvo Pärt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's still current.
He's still current.
He's
this the Passio was composed in the early 80s, from 1980 to 1983.
Right. Okay. Well, that's on Sunday Symphony tonight from 7 to 9
yep.
on KUAF. And then this afternoon, you will be at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Yes.
For community cinema.
Yes. Community cinema is a partnership between the Fayetteville Public Library, KUAF, and AETN, in which we screen a documentary film that airs on PBS. It's a screening that you get to see before it airs on AETN. And we screen the film, and then there's expert panelists who join up after on the stage after the screening, and we have a discussion about the film. So it's a really good chance to actually discuss all these ideas that you think of when you're watching the documentary with all sorts of people. This this one that is screening this Sunday, this afternoon, is the Island President, and the panelists are Joanna Beth Pollock, who's a sustainability strategist for the Applied Sustainability Center at the University of Arkansas here in Fayetteville, and then
Peter Nierengarten, he's the sustainability guy for the city of
Fayetteville. Yes, he's the director of sustainability and strategic planning for the city of Fayetteville. So they're the panelists, and this documentary is pretty interesting. It's actually called The Island President, and it tells the story of President Mohamed Nasheed of the Maldives. In it.
Well, so then I'm just assuming, since we have sustainability people on the panel, that this has to be some sort of environmentally...
The Maldives, they're at risk of actually losing their entire country because of things going on with sustainability and in our environment. Yeah. So,
okay. All right. Well, that's this afternoon at 2:00. And again, Sunday Symphony this evening at 7:00. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Christina.